Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, who charted? It's time for episode 640 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Fool's Day on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Brett Pietros Morras, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's up? Yeah, I hope you were not made the fool on this April Fool's.
You know, it's funny. Like, I didn't think to do a prank on anybody, and nobody did a prank on me. I saw one where a girl was making believe her water broke. Did you see the pregnancy one?
No, I did not see that one.
Just some girl. She's a normcore girl, and she's just like, uh-oh, I'm feeling stuff. And then she, like, had a Ziploc baggie full of water, and so she, like, popped it so that, like, her water broke, so all her coworkers were like, oh, shit. And it was one of those pranks that it's just way too realistic and just, piss people off.
Way too real.
Yeah, boy who cried wolf stuff, so she won't get any help when it really comes. So
it is a pretty good one, though. Like, that's pretty bold.
Yeah, it was bold.
That's going to get people going.
It felt bold. I felt like most women may feel a little vulnerable as pregnant. That, you know, right. Late third trimester wouldn't want to invoke that kind of karma. She did. Right. She did.
It's really leveraging the power you do have in that, that temporary moment of your life. It's like, I guess you might as well go big.
Right.
Because everyone is just terrified of that happening right on their watch.
Yeah, that's your moment to strike.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, let's meet our guest, find out if she's ever pulled any pranks of this nature. Okay. Here she comes now. You know her from so many mentions on our other programs, Era. You know her as Anna Serengeti. But she's also doing a solo show at the Elysian on the 11th. And you know her as Cash Money Grandpa on Instagram, Touching Cheeses on Twitter. Here she comes now. It's Anna Serengeti.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, nothing. Oof. Good
it's
to
a hype
see you.
Intro.
I like to do a big intro.
Coming in big, floating down from the ceiling. Boom, there she is.
Absolutely. Three parachutes.
I'm excited about seeing your show at the Elysian. Also excited that you'll be at the 5th anniversary of the Squat Mel Comedy Crawl Comedy at Chaplin tomorrow night, Wednesday, 4-5. I'm excited that you're going to be there to help us celebrate.
I cannot wait to grace the Chaplin stage.
Oh, yeah. And you always do a great job. Conceptual, funny characters, a lot of off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that what your bio says? I'm off the wall.
That's exactly what it says.
I'm wacky.
Absolutely. Thank you for creating such a safe space for conceptual artists, Howard.
Oh, yeah. The streets. That's where you can yell anything. No one cares.
Maybe the original safe space for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a show going on down the block right now from my house.
I really like when you walk when you did a little stage outside of the Armenian dance club. That was really good.
That was fun. Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. When
stuff.
It was, when it was on the move, it's kind of stationary now at the Chaplin stage, but when it was on the move, we would bounce around to all the closed places.
You've set roots now, but which is also good, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens. Just like a man himself who used to be mobile and now he's punkered down at
cities.
In an office, just typing away.
Yeah.
Soon you're going to start your agricultural period with your comedy.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
settle down.
Instead of us coming to meet there every week, we'll all just live there.
Yeah.
Grow our own food next to the movie theater.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right on.
And I'm I look forward to that. The... Oh. I was just going to say, I look forward to the utilitarian era as well, but.
Right.
Okay. Which one's that?
That's a later one.
Okay.
One of those later ones.
I know Bronze Age. I know.
Bronze is going to be good.
Bronze is good.
It's a big one.
Bronze is going to be a big one.
You're going to want to hunker down for the Dark Ages.
Bronze Age will have third place comics from all over the country. Everybody that won third place in their third local competition. Bronze comedy. I'm excited about that and so much. All right. Why don't we find out what's going on with music this week? Mm. But first, I will wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right. History in music.
All right. I got a surprise for us this week.
Whoa.
Because... You know, we've gotten feedback from fans.
Feedback.
Sometimes when the charts just stay the same for a while, they go, hey, man, like, let's see some new charts on there.
Let's see some bluegrass. Let's see some JS.
So right now what I'm looking at is the iHeart music charts, and I'm looking at the top alternative charts.
Okay, I'm interested in that. All right, let's talk iHeart real quick. Do either of you use iHeart for anything?
No, I can't say I do consciously.
No.
Do you?
Not consciously. I got to say officially no. I'll come out on the record as saying no. And I was actually an iHeart team player for a while.
Really?
How
and
so?
And still no.
Like
had a little,
your show was on there?
I had a little pod of my own on iHeart, yeah. Oh.
How did they treat you?
They treated us with...
Safe space.
Respect and adoration and incredibly low listenership.
Okay.
They weren't promoting you. They weren't getting your name.
Well,
there.
One out of
they
two
really
ain't
weren't.
Bad there. Cause
that's true.
There's a lot of places that won't give you either of those, you know?
But, we were very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was over at Colonel Tom Parker Radio and they promoted the shit out of me, but they didn't treat me good at all.
You know that iHeart is just rebranded Clear Channel, right?
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. They put that big old heart in there to make it like a friendly face.
Oh,
but it's
wow.
It's just like, you know, the big...
It's just that big radio communications.
Big clear. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing I use them for is they have free sports on there. So if I want to listen to a local game or something that's not on the radio, I could just go there. But I would never think to go there for alternative music picks. So,
well, I mean, you know, these are just the top charts. These are just the chart. iHeart is a caretaker of charts as well.
Okay, but I am
it's
interested to see if they twisted it in a corporate way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, interesting.
Because we got our finger on the pulse of youth culture. We know what alt is right now. So let's find out if they're the same.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is White Reaper with Pages. This is a legit band.
Yeah, it's just legit.
I took a walk back then. I had a moment thinking how it stand between you and me, my dear.
and we can make it for another year, I guess. So maybe I don't care. I wrote it in my diary, and all my word is true.
I need a chorus soon.
I'm serious.
Yeah. I'm barely hanging on.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go. See, now that jives to me that something that simple would be on iHeart, because it's like, yeah, you got to throw it right over the plate.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they are a band that has slightly sold out maybe recently, or they've gone to a very radio friendly sound. I feel like I listen to a few.
They sound like when Poison came out with "Every Rose Has Its Thorn," and you go, "Oh, they're just like
They're just
soft rock now."
Yeah, yeah. Although I don't know if Poison ever had a real integrity period. You know what I mean?
Oh true, yeah,
they used to rock.
Street level.
Oh yeah, they rocked. Come on.
They taught me how to be a man.
They were always a bit shameless. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
The Revivalists with Kid.
Who did you say this was?
The Revivalists.
Who would you guess it was if we didn't know that? I would say that's Manic Street Preachers. I go, that's Manic Street Preachers.
Wow.
Wow. I don't even know them.
Would you go, but I would also go, maybe that's Mumford & Sons. Or I would go, yeah. I don't know. Doesn't it sound like something like it's been around for a while?
It sounds like Arcade Fire, but in a tracksuit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A little more upbeat.
A little more upbeat.
Guy, like
pep in their step, yeah.
Yeah, that dude when he's working out.
Yeah, if you told me that was on the country charts, I would maybe believe you.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't stand out, but neither. I'm surprised they have the name The Revivalists. That feels like...
it's too on the nose.
That would have it's too on the nose for what everyone's trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, they're reviving a time when being alt wasn't. So that's,
All right. Yeah, bringing back the time when it was.
Before that. Yeah.
It's complicated.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Gorillaz with New Gold.
But in the magic gold, there's a pretty one. I ask her where it goes, cause every day when I wonder if she knows that we're underwater, that's the way it goes in the city. Move to the spot, I'm one of a few, a whole lot of everything but nothing to do. To the inner Tesla, partner, express.
Gorillaz is just... it's Damon Albarn, but he doesn't want to write verses, right?
Yeah.
He just wants to do the hook and email it.
Yeah, he wants to email it for sure.
We know he's lazy that first Gorillaz one. Didn't we both see the video where he just takes it right off the... it's like a preset on a Casio and he just took the whole thing?
On the Q, the Suzuki Q chord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a preset.
But, and he's just,
More power to him for that. I like that.
He's just collabing hard with Tame Impala.
Yeah, exactly. Tame Impala too.
Huh. All right.
I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
I like it. It comes on the radio, but it's just kind of like, I always know he's going to sing a little bit, then somebody's going to rap. Then he's going to sing that same thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just always confusing when the song is primarily someone else. And then you go, and it's actually a Gorillaz joint. You
know? Right, right. The work went into all those five pages of verses.
All the work was booking all the guests. So then emailing back and forth with Tame Impala. By the time you have very little energy left by the time you're recording. Yeah.
Getting the Zoom together.
Yeah.
Weren't the Gorillaz like semi-anonymous for a while? Weren't they trying to...
I think so.
People weren't quite sure who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like Kiss. And then they came, took the makeup off.
Yeah. Right. And everyone told them to put it back on.
Put it back on. I like that. I just think with Blur, like the song could go anywhere. But with Gorillaz, it's just like, you know, kind of what the formula is going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, coming in at number two.
Number two.
I'm not sure you're going to be happier with this one. This is Fall Out Boy with Love from the Other Side.
Once upon a time, in a little village called...
This is 50 seconds in. Here we go. You can just hear Matt Apodaca, like, yelling to this.
Oh, yeah, designing a new forearm tattoo.
Ooh.
So weird.
They still got it.
They still
got it.
They still... Wow. Imagine like trying to use like the sound of an anime soundtrack to get your emotions across to people.
Right. Like,
I'm gonna speak from the heart, but it's gonna sound like a cartoon theme song.
Well, it's like when great artists enter like their third act, you know, and they want to make immersive art all around. So it's like it's theater, it's music, it's actually beyond. Yeah. It's actually beyond what we asked for, and
it's overload.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. It's a burden to us.
It's weird because it's like it technically is very fast tempo. There's like a kick drum thumping. They're trying their hardest to be like action music.
Yeah.
Yet somehow it just makes me want to, you know.
Glaze over.
Yeah. Bums me out.
They're almost like any direction is good. Like, I'll go this way with the voice and I'll do anything. Right. Yeah. Choice. As long as it's a choice, do it.
All right.
Is that number one?
No, that was number two.
Okay.
Number one is very confusing. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Linkin Park.
What?
Yeah, with Lost.
Is this like John Wick 4 soundtrack or something?
I wouldn't be surprised. Something I cannot repair, even though it will always be.
I pretend it isn't there. I'm trapped. This is how I feel. Fake drop.
Speaking of on the nose,
yeah,
that's like the least
this is how I
useful
feel.
Lyric.
This is how I feel.
I
have a question.
If you didn't know what any of this is about, these are my feelings.
This goes for every song in the last 50 years. Right. This is how I feel. Right.
Get ready. Feelings.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Is this from Beyond the Grave?
All right, so I'm Googling this now. This is actually from a reissue album.
Okay.
So this is a song, old song that's been revamped.
You know, you just reminded me just now that he was gone. I actually had, I guess, processed it and gotten over it to the point where I didn't remember.
Gone but not forgotten to some of us.
Yeah.
I think his picture's still on Guitar Center, if I'm correct.
Wow.
On it? Like there's a poster up there?
Yeah, like just forever there was just like Tom Morello, the guy from Linkin Park. Like just your new era of like guys that would get you to go buy a guitar.
And, right.
They remodeled it. I'll look and see if he's still up there. But Linkin Park, they're out of the Valley, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think of them as it was very Thousand much Oaks, that area.
Deep Valley or something.
Right.
I was really worried that it was like a AI voice situation.
Seriously. A deep fake.
Afraid, yeah.
Damn.
A Deep Valley fake.
That should be the one thing they should use it for. It's just dead Lincoln metals.
Yeah, churning just like out more Linkin Park.
Yeah. Dead singers.
What's interesting to me, I wonder if they released that as a single for the first time, because I don't remember that song being a hit.
Right.
I bet there's songs from that album that we would recognize.
Oh, that song, that is an old Linkin Park song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They must have reissued it in some way.
Or maybe it's a bonus track or something.
Bonus track. You know, yeah. Bono and The Edge just did that where like they play all the U2 songs on acoustic. Have you heard, seen it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is something you could do when you got a back catalog.
You can do.
It's something you could do, for sure.
Yeah, if you're alive, even if you're dead, you could still do it.
This is how I pop.
Well, I guess that was number one, and that was a hot music chart. Yeah. Shout out to iHeartRadio for giving those picks. I don't know that the Linkin Park would be number one on all of the other alt charts. So
maybe that's right. But maybe, you know,
Clear Channel owns them.
Before we take a break, I wanted to do just a quick chart throwback because I find those fun.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go back 50 years.
50 years.
So on this week, 50 years ago,
1973,
yeah, early okay. Who charted when
can
we
I
were
get
on
to get do I get to
AM
guess?
Radio Who charted?
Can you make this a quiz?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go, Anna. See if we can answer this.
Okay.
What's a good quiz question? Okay, this is.
That's a statement.
This is a song that has been remixed. That's been sampled very famously.
Okay. So far, it's a statement.
It's been sampled in the late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a statement. I guess I'm giving you hints. Okay.
Can you ask us what to guess the artist or to guess the title?
Sure. Guess the artist.
Madonna.
We don't get the title or any of that.
Okay, the artist rhymes with black.
Check. Shaquille O'Neal.
One of the names rhymes.
Oh my God, Black Sabbath.
No, that would be not even a rhyme. That would be the same word.
Okay,
I'm sorry. This is the artist from the 70s. Their name rhymes with black.
1973.
Okay.
The song was sampled very famously, covered, in fact, by the Fugees.
Oh, this is Killing Me Softly.
Yes. Can you get that artist?
By Killing Me Softly is Roberta Flack.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Boo! Great.
The worst impromptu quiz of all time.
But the best answer. Thank you.
You did get it right.
I did get it right.
I said you did.
Oh, there was a lag.
I heard he sang a good song.
Loungier than I remember.
Yeah.
It is.
And so I came to see him.
This is like Captain and Tennille keyboards.
Yeah. Peaches and Cream.
Yeah. You know, 70s was great for those songs where like You're So Vain, where it's like she's singing about a guy. I guess
yeah.
Still have those songs now, Adele.
Just for fun, I'll read through the top five from that year or from this period. You're So Vain, Carly Simon.
The boom.
Wow.
Number five.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Number four.
Let me guess the bands. Give me the titles.
Damn.
Guess the band.
What was the title?
This is a funk. Oh wait, what you want the title, and then you're gonna guess the band.
Yeah,
Love Train.
Oh, Ohio Players.
No, it's another O band.
OJ's.
OJ's.
Kaboom.
Number three, you'll get this. Crocodile Rock.
Elton John.
There you go. Number two, The 12th of Never.
Oh, The 12th of Never. Until the 12th of November, our voices will ring. It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire or Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Help me, Anna. Come on. It's quiz night at the local pub.
Yeah.
We're I'm way back
win.
Here.
We're going to win wings. We're going to win spicy wings.
From the
until Fifth Dimension.
From the voice who brought you Crazy Horses.
Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's Donny a different Osmond. One. The 12th of that's a dumb mm-hmm. ballad.
Okay, well, it's the title.
The one that I was doing was Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's just not called 12th and Ever. Hey, good job, fun. You guys. Well, now that's exciting throwback stuff. Of course, singer-songwriter era, different voices getting into the mainstream.
Yeah, absolutely.
I summed that up nicely. Anyway,
beautiful.
Good job, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm H. Michael Cray, here to remind you about the five-year anniversary show at Comedy Chaplin tomorrow night. And I'm here with my guest and performer at that show, Anna Saragina, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies, these are the movies charts. Hey, listen, shout out to longtime listener Marcy, who I ran into the other night. She's a stand-up comedian now.
Wow.
We inspired her. She's been with Charted. Yeah, all the way back.
Oh.
Kulop era and all that. And she made a point to tell me that she loves it that we don't see any of the movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See?
We don't see the movies, Anna. And we felt guilty about it at different times. A lot of times not. But some people like it.
Look at that.
I think it's better this way for sure.
Yeah.
That spawned a whole career. You know what I mean?
Marcy's out there. Yeah.
Marcy's out there.
That's doing tight tens. Yeah, absolutely.
Tight tens, tight sevens.
Tight sevens. Yeah.
Things are tough out there. There's not a lot of spots to get
up. So you can do a full comedy set in like a tenth of the time it takes to watch a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Sum it all up beautifully.
All right. Well, speaking of movies, you should watch these trailers.
Okay.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Creed 3.
Creed 3, I was invited.
With arms wide open. That's a different Creed.
He was like brothers. I was the best, though. Man, I never got a chance to prove that. That's cute.
What's going on in the background? Sounds like someone's hitting a sledgehammer.
A lot of boxing, a lot of hitting heavy bags.
A lot of bells, a lot of boxing bells.
Yeah. I wonder if they have done any crossover with Creed the band.
Creed the band, yeah, absolutely.
It feels like they should, yeah.
I mean,
they need to address the elephant in the room there, you know?
Creed should be like At least a boxing coach, like he should be in the corner of one of the boxers. Creed. At least.
His name is Creed.
His name is Creed.
The whole band just bundled together.
One guy.
Yeah.
Big sweater over all the guys.
Yeah, one big sweater. It says Creed on it.
And I don't know if you remember. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All wearing wife beaters.
Yeah. Chicken.
One of their earlier videos. Very, very cinematic. I don't know. They were doing innovative stuff. So
sure.
That actually is a perfect collab.
Would they do like big crane shots and helicopter shots? They would do the big...
Like extreme zoom. You're across the room, slash cut to you're in Scott Stapp's face. You're right there. He's sweating.
He's just pleading to God for something. Everything was just on that level.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Send me a new wife beater.
Please.
He'd be sweatier somehow than Creed in the boxing ring.
Exactly. Right.
Scott Stapp was always just dripping.
Was there a time ever that had more make funnable bands? I mean, when you think about Creed, Nickelback, Limp Bizkit's in there, you know, even though.
Sure.
But, I mean.
You got ICP under the surface, like there probably you go. in their prime.
Yeah, like that era right there. I don't know that any era has like such many, like these bands are so ambushable. Like you can just make fun of them.
And also make fun of
Candlebox. Remember Candlebox?
Oh, yeah. They were a little earlier, but I know people ripped on them.
I knew a dude in Aussie called them Candlecocks. it's great when you
wow.
didn't think of it.
All star joke.
Really good.
Candle Cox, dude. No, because he was roadieing for him or something. So it's like funnier than
what
I call him.
Yeah, I feel like Candlebox and Silverchair and them like came just after grunge, but they were still kind of like had a little bit of the factor.
Yeah,
but then like people like Creed and Nickelback came in.
Yeah, and Bush. And just completely Bush was then
Bush.
Too, right?
Oh my God, Bush. Yeah,
they just ran away with it. Yeah, they're really
kind of ruined the entire rock genre for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just watered it down so bad.
Yeah,
I guess now you got Imagine Dragons, but they're more like pop. But like the
but
bands
I feel like
right
they
now,
came from that. They came from the you know I mean they yeah, couldn't
I do
exist.
Over-dramatic I miss. Shit. I miss that everything.
Yeah, that
it's just exactly. I miss that. It's a beautiful time.
Stapp was one of the kings of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, as someone who is a fan of this, of something affiliated with that later, it really, really broke my heart to be because later for people who only hear that, they just put it all in the same bucket.
Well, what's the stuff you're a fan of?
Well, I'm saying like if I'm a fan of the original grunge stuff and Alice in Chains. And
oh,
all
yeah.
That,
no, the then, knockoff then, doesn't count.
Yeah. But people after that go, well, what's the difference? That just sounds like.
Oh,
Nickel.
Yeah.
They put Pearl Jam in there.
Yeah. And then I'm going, no, it's different. Like, oh, this one's cool. And then I look like the fool. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Those are meathead guys. Those are landscaping guys. You're on a landscaping job. They don't get it.
I'm out there on the yard arguing with someone.
Yeah, you're putting in an underground sprinkler system for a rich lady.
That reminds me. I remember one time we had some guy like that at our house, like maybe painting a wall or something. And he just revealed to me and my brother, like randomly, his brother was in the band Testament.
Whoa.
And like to us, that was the coolest thing ever.
Wow.
Hell
like
yeah.
Foundational thrash band. He's like, you like that stuff? Oh yeah, my brother's in this band called Testament.
Cool.
Whoa.
Damn. Very cool.
Is he coming tomorrow to help you with the drywall?
Yeah.
When's he coming?
Seriously. All right. Back to the movies. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Scream 6.
Stepping on chips?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. They're in a liquor store.
Okay.
And the villain is literally holding a shotgun.
You hear the trailer.
Just kills me. Yeah, so following the latest Ghostface killings, the four survivors leave Woodsboro behind and start a fresh chapter.
Got to get out of Woodsboro, number one.
Yeah.
Bad memories there. Start over somewhere else.
Yeah.
Go west, young man. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like from what I've gathered, from what little I know, that they are trying to kind of reset the feed here. Like, you know, the series a little bit. Because it feels like it was getting so meta. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but so self-referential.
Yeah, it's back to being just a movie. They're not inside the joke.
They've given him a shotgun.
Type of deal.
And it's gotten more real.
They're stepping on chips, so they're it's new.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that mask off, maybe you could see better. You wouldn't step on the chips. Ghost mask.
It's a post mask. Yeah, scream. Yeah. That's nice.
I got to say, it's one of the least scary masks, like in terms of one of those crazy horror movie guys.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems very cartoony and friendly looking.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Oh, boy. You know what? I think we got a Christian movie here.
Oh,
every
boy.
Every once in a while, they pop on the charts, usually around Easter.
Nice.
All right.
So this is His Only Son.
Abraham.
Lord.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Yeah.
Creed would love this one.
God's only son is Scott Staff.
Scott's only son. Okay.
Scott's only son.
Scott's only son.
The baby goes.
So I guess this one is about Abraham.
God's only son was Abraham? Thought it was Jesus.
I thought so too.
And I never thought about Jesus being the only son or an only child or anything like that.
That's a great point.
Yeah, he had real only child tendencies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about me.
Didn't he have like half brothers or something? They never talk about that. Like,
I don't know.
Just close with his cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cousin again.
Yeah, he hung with his nephews. Oh, speaking of nephews, I got news. My nephews were in town this past week on different trips, but we all met up for dinner. It was pretty wild.
How many nephs? Two?
Two nephs.
Okay.
One lives in Philadelphia. One lives in Vancouver. They're in here on separate business. We go to dinner on Saturday night.
Love it.
I'm not going to name any names, and I don't think they're listening.
Okay.
But I gotta expose these two.
Okay.
First of all, my one nephew didn't know "Same as It Was," the Harry Styles song.
Really?
Yes.
As It Was?
You know, the one we always play.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, As It Was.
Didn't know it. That's pretty weird, don't you think, for someone in their 20s?
That's is that Vancouver or Philly? Weird.
I can't say it because
you
then,
can't.
I'm,
okay,
then
I respect
I'm out
that.
In
okay.
them
okay.
if they're listening.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, the other one didn't know that Van Halen was American.
Okay. That's a little bit more for a youngin, that feels less surprising.
What really? Did
when
they
you,
think?
When you agree? Well, to say to not know the Harry Styles song that was absolutely everywhere last year, that feels more surprising to me.
But Van Halen's been around his whole life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, just for argument's sake.
No, I know.
Isn't that weird? Did you know? You know Van Halen's American, right, Anna? I mean, the Van Halens themselves are from Holland, but they're like an American band.
Or would you guess that they were Dutch?
I would not guess that they're Dutch, no.
But they're from Holland, but the two brothers are from Holland, but the band was formed in Pasadena. The kid's staying out in Pasadena, and so I go, Van Halen's from there, and he's like, they are? And I go, why? Where'd you think they were from? He goes, I don't know. I just thought they were like Europe or something.
That's really funny.
So anyway, we're going to do some 23andMe, find out if these kids are actually related to me. I don't know where their heads are at.
That's a real fissure. They got to fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
Other than that, there were no gaps. They were great. We made fun of a lot of songs that just happened to come on the sound system at the restaurant.
Yeah.
They were right on point, but they just had those two blind spots. It happens.
Did you read at all what Wolfgang Van Halen was up against recently? It made me laugh.
No.
Like, apparently he got a bunch of flack on Twitter. Like, some randoms were going, "You, like, how dare you use the name of the father's name. Band?" Like,
right.
Saying, like, that. And he's going, "That's literally my name. Like, do you want me to just change my name?" Like,
right.
"My last name is Van Halen." And then he started going by Wolfgang Led Zeppelin, which was kind of funny.
He's trolling the trolls.
It
is. But you know what? He doesn't have to go by that name.
It's true.
No, he doesn't.
But I think anyone would in that position, you know?
Yeah. He's got to make a living.
Yeah, you got to make a living.
Until he's got some legitimate hits of his own, he's going to have to roll with the dad's moniker.
Right. I mean, look at Jacob Dylan.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
We're running away with the success, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
He's gone. Yeah.
All right. Let's.
That was number one?
No, that was number three.
Oh.
Number two is John Wick, Chapter 4. That would be really funny if that Christian movie was number one, by the way.
Yeah. Say goodbyes.
Wait, we had Creed 3 at 5.
Yep. Then Scream 6
at 4.
And then his only son at 3.
One at 3.
Wick Chapter 4 at 2. There's a lot of numbers here.
4 at 2.
Maybe not.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Whoa.
Who's that? What song is that?
That was Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Oh, what is that? Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. Now I got to Google.
That was good.
Did I get it right?
That was really good.
Yeah, that was a pretty good. You were on key.
Oh, the singing of it. Thank you. Yeah. I have perfect pitch.
After all this time.
Yeah. It's surging.
Seasons in the Sun.
That's it. Seasons
Westlife.
In the Sun.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that? That's not. I was expecting to look something up and find.
Oh, really?
Something with a little bit more, you know, staying power.
No, that was a hit back in the day. We had joy. We had fun.
That's from 1999.
Seasons in the Sun. 90. Wow. No, it's not. That's from the 70s.
Okay. Well, then that was a cover.
Oh, okay. Seasons in the Sun. Yeah. Westlake. What did you say it was called?
Oh, Terry Jacks. You mean Terry Jacks.
Yeah. Terry Jacks. There you go.
Good call.
We're going back and we're going deep today. I like
it. We really are. All right. I think I will see John Wick at some point.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe not in the theaters.
But, what about
calling my shot?
What about 4D?
Oh, yeah. The 4D you were talking about.
Any interest in that?
4D?
They spray 4D, you down John with Wick. Water and stuff.
They're like, spraying John Wick 4, 4D.
Whoa. Okay, I missed that. I don't want to get sprayed with water.
No, that's at Avatar Way of Water. At John Wick, they probably just
shoot you.
They just straight up shoot you.
That's the downside. Yeah.
But
at least you're at LA Live. Yeah,
it's funny because I remember going to John Wick either 2 or 3. And it was by far the top three loudest movies I've ever been in.
Mm.
And just the sheer volume was making me go insane inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think I could take any more like fourth dimensional stuff happening during one of those.
Yeah,
movies.
Even more.
Right.
Someone comes up right next to you and yells into your ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Are you watching?
Yeah, they're asking you what you're watching the whole time.
What are you watching?
This is how
What's
I
going
feel.
On now?
Yeah. We need Linkin Park.
This is how I
feel. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Speaking of D, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
Here's the thing. We're a team of thieves.
And when you do this,
you're bound to make enemies.
Sometimes those enemies come looking for revenge.
I hear nothing but good things about this.
It's supposed to be fun.
Like, people really like it. The trailer doesn't convince me of that, but I believe these people.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching one of those, you know, those video game apps that come on? Take over the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clash of Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like accidentally let your YouTube play for a while.
Right. You go, what is that noise in the other room? Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. They think I want that.
Were you ever into Dungeons & Dragons, either of you?
Not me, no.
No, but I played one time with someone who's really funny, who's the dungeon master. And I was like, oh, that's the difference. If you play with someone who's like, no offense to anybody anywhere, who's not funny, you're welcome. Come on in. But when someone was funny and they were like very engaging, I was like, oh, this is actually fabulous.
Yeah, that's like an early MC gig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being the dungeon master.
Yeah,
I could never get into it myself. Like I have a certain respect for it, and like there's so many things I do like that are made by Dungeons and Dragons players, you know. But it just seems like story time. Like I can't wrap my head around.
You can't focus.
What is good about the game of it?
It's interactive.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's plays every week, and a member of his team. I'm sorry, I don't know what the what the situation is called, but he plays with a guy named Beef. So
Beef.
Yeah. So sounds good to me.
You want to be trapped in a room with a guy named Beef?
Yeah.
Every week, me and Beef.
You know, the first I'd ever heard of it, they were playing it in a room at my local bowling alley. Like, I was like, what's going on in there? And it was like, they're playing Dungeons and Dragons. And it just seemed like a dorky birthday party or something like that. Like,
right.
I was like, oh, no, bowling's cool. Or like, I'd rather play video games and be in there with them. So
that seems like such a recipe for disaster, like putting a D&D game in a bowling alley.
I know. Just
not just the logistics, but also you would just assume that the more bully crowd is going to be on the bowling side.
Like as soon as one of those kids tries to go to the men's room, someone's going to cram them up against a bowling locker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to be in there.
Well.
All right. So that was number one.
Right on. That's what's bringing people back to the theaters. Congratulations, Hollywood. All right. We'll be right back with the hot picks.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a pack of parrots, wild parrots yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You see them a lot over there?
I see them a lot, yeah.
I heard there's more of them over by Pasadena. That's what this woman said who saw them with me.
I feel like the flock is getting bigger and bigger every year.
Okay. Because there was, this was just five of them up in the loquat tree. Yeah. And they flew off. And I was like, were those parrots? And she's like, yeah. She goes, they're more over by the mountains in Pasadena. I was like, yeah, I've only seen them once before over here.
Hmm.
Pretty wild.
Brett, where do you live?
I'm in Altadena.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So over that way.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend in Altadena. And when I went to their house, it was, there were parrots.
Yeah. Really?
Story checks out. Story checks out.
Cool. Yep. A lot of wildlife. Mm-hmm. I followed a bobcat the other day.
Really?
Like, wow.
Down my street. It was just so cool looking.
And were you on foot cruising. Or in your car?
I was on foot.
Really?
Yeah. And he seemed like real chill.
Oh, shit.
He looked at me at one point.
I saw a lizard.
It's Scott Stapp?
Yeah, Scott's out. That's what he does now. He bites people.
You saw a lizard?
Yeah, I saw a lizard too. It was a great day for wildlife.
Big day.
The lizards are starting to come back out.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Themselves.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
There was an old man walking behind me. I'm like, he's going to step on the lizard. I should like get the lizard out of the way. But
oh. You know what's sad? Is in our house, we get snails in the yard a lot. Oh. They keep coming out. And mm-hmm. in the dark, we
oh,
keep
they get stepped on.
Them.
Wow,
it's really sad.
I hate stepping on a snail.
You
I
know, I so the shell and everything too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going exclusively for the shell. No, it's very sad.
What part of town is that with the snails?
Chinatown.
Oh,
okay.
They're just coming right out. Yeah.
I gotta say to the snail community, like they need to get a better shell. Like that thing is not gonna protect
too flimsy.
You from much. It's real thin.
Really thin.
They're like sloth. They don't know what they're doing.
They should talk to the turtles out there.
They really should.
Learn what to do.
Get a community going, yeah.
Yeah.
Get do a community talk back. Yeah.
All right, let's get in to the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than iHeartRadio alternative chart. I bet we did. Here we go.
This might be a real fair fight because, you know, sometimes we'll throw in a lot of alternative picks. Or at least I will.
Okay.
So
I got a cold pick, so.
I'm looking forward to kicking the shit out of iHeart. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's pick. This is Neil Francis with Be Free.
It's not for nothing that I'm giving up.
Not for nothing.
I saw a vision and I'm waking up.
Ooh, I like that.
Hit me a light up, make it super hot. Give him the power, tell him what he's got. Let me be free, baby.
Wow.
That's really good. Yeah.
It's good, right?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's classy.
That bass.
Yeah.
That bass is doing work.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Just not too much.
Not too much, but moving.
But when he shows up, he's doing stuff.
It's kind of chugging.
Classy. Good stuff. Neil Francis.
If that bass wasn't kind of going at that speed, like that song would just feel a lot slower.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's bass.
Good stuff. I've never heard of Neil Francis.
Me neither.
I think he's new. I know one other song, but I don't know the album or anything like that.
Mm. All right.
It's good.
You don't know where they're from?
Neil Francis?
Yeah.
Probably Holland, moved to Pasadena.
it says Los Angeles.
Okay. So maybe.
Oh, local.
Wow. Yeah. He's over by you with the snails. Maybe he's over by me with the parrots. Yeah. You with the bobcat.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Deerhoof with Sit Whoa. Down, Let Me Tell You a Story.
Cool.
They got a new album that is really, really good.
I don't know. I like Deerhoof a lot.
Are these guys American? She's playing with a crossbow? What the hell is she doing on that? I mean, she's battling that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she has a violin bow or something?
She's not playing the guitar.
Okay.
I mean, it's just one of the most inventive bands I can think of.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they create their sound together.
Yeah.
I had no idea they had a new album out. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really good and it's like fun sounding, you know. It's not it's not too out there where it just loses you immediately. Like it sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good.
That won't be on iHeart.
It's not going to be on iHeart. It's too alt.
Too alt.
Exactly, too alt. All right, coming in number 3.
Number 3.
This is Anna's pick. This is Lainey Wilson. Heart Like a Truck.
Do you want to do any intro to this or we just listen to it?
My intro is that it keeps coming on in a commercial, in a truck commercial,
oh, nice.
While I watch season 14 of Married at First Sight. And I was like, she's singing the word truck? I don't understand.
Yeah, I love the lyric. I love the title alone. It's just amazing.
So that's my intro. Thank you.
Okay.
For trucks.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for 4 wide tires and I
can't help
it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud. Runs on dreams in gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a leg down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking.
Oh, man.
A little of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But it's good as it is tough. I got a heart like a truck.
Country, how's their Tupac?
Wow.
I feel that. Wow, I'm feeling that.
I thought they don't make them like that anymore, but turns out that they do.
They do.
One of my favorite things in music in general, country does it a lot, is when they're just really hammering home an analogy like that.
Oh, yeah, the dirt.
One
the
metaphor.
Mud.
Yeah.
One metaphor, and they just keep going through all of it, but then they keep confusing it. Like, they don't really stay on one side of the analogy.
She said she was had a hankering for dirt or whatever.
Yeah.
But then she said she got dragged through the mud.
Right. Or she said, yeah, exactly. And she's like, saying, like, my heart's like a truck. It's been dragged through the mud, but then she says it needs gasoline.
It runs on gasoline. Needs it.
So it's like, so is it literally a truck or like, it's like, it's not like a truck anymore. Now you're saying you need gasoline.
What drags a truck through mud? Another truck?
Another truck. Yeah.
Yeah. You.
A bigger truck.
It's like you're driving the truck.
Or
stop dragging trucks through mud, your other truck.
Or is it a tractor? And then we're also including a tractor in the mix. I mean, just really.
They're on their way to one of those monster jams. That's going to be flipping stuff.
I can't wait till cyber trucks are part of country music. They have to work those into the lyrics.
Yeah. That's exactly
I got
what
a battery that'll last for years.
Last for years.
I'm not charged up. You know, I need a minute.
Yeah. I need a charge.
You left me uncharged. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, that era's coming. Good call. Computer trucks.
All right. Coming in at number 2.
Number 2.
This one is sort of, this is my second pick. This might be on the edge of hot and cold for some. It's an old band, but I kind of liked it, and I've only heard it once. This is Yes. We've been on a tear of like old prog bands somehow coming out with pretty good new stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is Yes with Cut from the Stars.
Wow. Yes. I hadn't put out an album in a long time, I feel like.
Yeah. Now the trick is whether I actually start the needle in the right place.
Yes is a, that's the kind of band Yes is, because I have an 8-minute song with 20 parts.
Right. Exactly. Like, there's a lot of parts to this and I got to get it right.
Wherever you drop it, it could be a, like sound like a different song.
Yeah.
Song is...
Yeah, that sounds like Yes. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like AI made another Yes album.
Yeah.
Wow, when did that, that came
out? It's kind of cool, right? It sounds like, it sort of sounds fresh, like, or modern.
Yeah. They didn't fuck up their own sound. They're delivering what they should. I find my place in the jewel
collective. Yeah, it's cool. It surprised me.
Yeah, you always know he's going to sing about something weird, then Chris Squire's going to come in with the bass licks.
And yeah, then the bass is on this one, too.
Yeah.
Chris Squire.
The Jewel Collective. Gorgeous.
The Jewel
Collective. What is that?
Yeah, it's filled with just very proggy imagery like that.
The Jewel Collective.
It's funny because I like prog. I'm a bit of a ponytail guy in
Oh,
that
great.
Way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big prog head.
Okay.
And cool. I like that the music is always like, you know, most songs, no matter what, across genres are like about a woman, about a man,
oh,
about
yeah.
a truck, whatever.
Not prog.
Prog, you got like a tree is standing alone in the wind and sways back and forth ever so gingerly. And it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prog, you got a wizard, you got physics, you got,
absolutely.
You know,
science philosophy. Class. which of the prog bands that you're into the most?
Oh, I'm like a Magma head.
Wow. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they newer guys?
They're old.
Okay.
Are they like Canadian or something?
They are French.
Oh, they're French. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from the motherland.
Yeah.
And then what about like you like Hocus Pocus and like Focus and all that kind of stuff? Like.
I love that stuff.
Or
old Genesis, King Crimson.
Yeah, King Crimson.
I'm a King Crimson
I love
era.
King Crimson.
Yeah, I really do too.
And what do you listen to that? It's just you have it on in the house, or do you smoke pot? How do you consume prog?
I have to come out as not 420 friendly because it has an adverse reaction.
I'm with you there.
Like prog and weed together, they'll take you to a weird place.
Weird place. So I'm sober as hell just listening to prog.
Right
just
on.
Really accepting it in. Yeah.
I like that. It seems that would be like, you'd be like a dream girl for a lot of dudes.
Mm, yeah, you'd think.
the Yes King Lead Crimson
Lead with that
connection.
Prog stuff on the dating site.
Yeah, definitely.
Prog heads to the front.
I always like the Bill Bruford, the drummer, the original drummer from Yes, left Yes to go to King Crimson. Like when Yes was really popping off, it's just like they weren't prog enough for him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went to King Crimson.
Wow.
In the early
like,
70s.
Like when Frusciante left the Peppers to go do experimental stuff.
Ooh.
Right.
That is the good stuff. Oh, my God.
Now, what about Rush? Are you into Rush and, like, that kind of stuff?
Not really, but not, you know, not adverse.
Who comes the closest to this Magma, this type of stuff? What are the other bands? If you like, then you'll also like.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's a whole, there's a whole annoying French prog world.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to like.
And Germans. The German okay. guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So European Prague.
European Prague, yeah.
Interesting.
So rich history there.
No offense to Rush. Yeah.
Okay.
The Canadian guys are, you know, they're partly French, so.
Yeah, they're the Commonwealth.
It's great stuff. They're yeah. the Commonwealth, yeah.
They're related.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently scoring a film with a Prague theme, so I've been writing a lot cool. of Prague-based music.
Oh, that's
which has
great.
Been a huge challenge, and I'm nowhere near these guys, but it's Amazing. Fun. It's fun stuff.
I love a Prague score. That's yeah. great.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's cold pick. This is Darius Rucker.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we've already had sort of a country song that's kind of a cringe country, making fun of it. Here's yeah. another one. This is, he's got a tour for this. He'll be at the Yamava Casino in a couple months. Wow. Darius Rucker. Starting Fires tour. I guess this, I'll relate this to a commercial too. This sounds like it should absolutely just be a Viagra commercial.
Yeah.
But okay. let's take a listen.
Oh, fires don't start themselves.
Yeah.
And making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight.
Have one last bang before they get too old. It's just like, let's try and have sex tonight.
Yeah.
Let's move mountains and have sex tonight with each other.
With each other, yeah.
Yeah, with each other.
That's amazing.
Wow. I gotta say, I did not know he was gonna come in like that.
But like trying to get it, get some?
Get some, but also so gravelly.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That is a really it's a really funny angle to just be like, let's just try this, you know?
Let's just try to have sex.
Let's yeah. just do it. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's not like I'm in the mood. Like,
all.
You're in the mood. Like, I'm turning you on right now. It's just, right. Let's just, for all time's sake.
Can yeah, we just like, see?
Yeah.
Today's, you know, it's Tuesday. This is one of the nights that we have like 2 hours for
right.
you ourselves. Let's
we
try
really
to
should.
Make it happen today, Tuesday.
I can't but, tell whether, like, where Hootie and the Blowfish. When, like the line between Hootie and his country career.
Like, yeah, it's like so. It's
did he maybe
stuff.
Just keep doing that and then just found himself in the country world, or did he?
I think so.
Make
he
a
did
change.
He did that "Heart Like a Wheel" or whatever it was called, that Bob Dylan cover, and it sounded so country that it was
not
like
"Heart
a
Like a Truck."
Hit.
Not like "Heart Like a Truck." Yeah.
No, it's "Heart Keep a Roll." One of those.
Right.
It's just, you know, it doesn't even sound like a Dylan song, really, but
yeah,
I think that's what got him in over there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's I don't know where else he would go, you know?
Yeah. I guess I didn't clock that he went to me. He just fell off the face of the earth for about like 15 years.
Yeah. But it didn't seem like he was like, hey, now I'm country. It's just like,
right.
He's Darius Rucker and it's
somehow
has
been
country.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked some of the memes that are, have like old footage of him in Hootie, and they say, you know, Kanye West, like, I like the old Kanye West. Because he actually looks
right.
remarkably
kinda
similar
looks
to Kanye.
Like yeah. It's just him singing those frat songs.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's funny. Shout it out. Shout out to that. He'll be at, you know, Magma's opening up for the Starting Fires tour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a flame theme.
Is Magma still around?
Yeah, well, I saw them within the last decade, so a kind of newer lineup
nice.
Of theirs. But they're like, they're great. They're old French guys. Again, ponytails. They're leaning over keyboards,
Oscillators.
Absolutely. Spine at like a 45 degree angle.
You could be describing Daft Punk just the same.
Yeah. Exactly.
Old French guys leaning over their keyboards.
French are good at that. They're teched out.
Yeah.
They're good at leaning. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
They're leaners.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to this show. Shout out to this lineup. Shout out to tomorrow night, the 5-year anniversary of comedy at Chaplin. Check that out with Anna Saragina, Megan Beth Keister, and so many more. Also, check out your show, your solo show at the Elysian on the 11th, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. 9:30. Cool. If there you go. If anybody's asking, so.
Okay, 9:30 start time. And check out Cash Money Grandpa on Instagram, Touching Cheeses on Twitter. Start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check out Comedy Bang Bang World. There's a couple of Comedy Bang Bang live shows coming up. I'll be there recording them. Check out Off Book. Off Book announced recently that we are coming to an end as like a weekly podcast. We'll still do special event podcasts and one-offs and stuff like that. But as a weekly grind, we're coming to a close. But we're gonna reach our end at episode 300.
Okay.
So all the episodes from now to 300, which I think is about 9 or 10 episodes, we're gonna try to make real bangers. Like get
okay, you know, pulling out all the stops.
So make sure to tune 10 in.
10 movies
that.
Like Quentin Tarantino. 10 more.
Right. And that's where I'm playing guitar and making up songs as they sing them and make up an entire musical.
Cool.
Of course, we don't have that luxury here. The charts come out every week and we are, by law, compelled to cover them.
Yeah. Since 1973.
We'll keep doing that for you. But check that out. And also check out whochartedpod.com where you can get all the back issues and the preem streams. And check out all the two charted stuff as well. We'll be adding to the Donkey playlist.
Of course.
And check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister.
I got a couple selections for this two charted we're about to record for the Dij playlist.
Oh, nice. We got playlist.
Check into
too.
That. Yeah.
Songs that have a Dij.
Right.
And, yeah, check all those other things out, and we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.